little bit more depth to that poll that just is out this morning at WOKV.com. We're talking about turnout, and we continue our in-depth team coverage. I've been telling you about the blistering turnout, the record-setting pace in portions of Northeast Florida. We head to South Florida now, Fox's Eben Brown, and we saw lines form very early yesterday morning. Was it a similar story there in South Florida?
It certainly was. Good morning. There were lines, especially in some Miami-Dade early voting locations. Lines started at about 3 in the morning, and there was an incredible, classic Florida rainstorm that came through at that morning, at that part of the morning, and so, or throughout the morning, and so there were plenty of people who certainly got drenched, but still, we saw, statewide that there was record turnout, or at least for the counties that began their early voting yesterday. All counties will be in early voting come this weekend, but I think there were like 350,000 around the state, and both Miami-Dade and Broward were certainly part of that. There was just a lot of people showing up for that first day of in-person early voting. And so we are just hearing from some of the local election supervisors here in South Florida. They are expecting, when this thing is all said and done and we're done with Election Day, that they might see upwards of 80% turnout, which is really, like, we haven't seen that, I don't think, in a very, very long time.
Right, and we've done this a long time, both of us, here in the state of Florida, Eben, and you look at the early vote and all the different ways to vote. Florida is being used as a model in some of the states that have not necessarily done the 2 weeks in some cases of early in-person voting and the mail-in ballots and things like that, so we can actually be a model and hopefully this time around be a model the right way of doing things.
Well, that's what we would hope, right? Instead of usually getting dunked on by the other 49 states and D.C. So, Florida has been doing mail-in balloting for a very long time. They've been doing in-person early voting for a very long time. So we actually kind of know what we're doing for the most part. I want to exclude some county stuff from 2 years ago. But we just want to, there's something that we can say that we know how to do is how to do this somewhat orderly. If we end up to the point that we have a recount because things are too close, then, we can recount. Hopefully we won't have any problems during the recounts. But there were some changes made by the legislature since the 2018 mess ups. And so that was aimed at ensuring that early votes or mail-in ballots are counted. And there's no legal question about whether or not we should count this one or that one.
Fox's Eben Brown, we're going to need a dump button for the R word. Add that to our swear jar list here on Jacksonville's Morning News. 7:42.
Sorry.
No sweat. It's just election season, isn't it?